Well, hello there, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 69, Fear is Not Reality. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/69. Are you looking for more tips on how to get your work to work? Sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of each show's page. Not only will you get an email delivered straight to your inbox on Mondays with stories and inspiration designed to spark your creativity and curiosity, but you'll also receive my latest guides, Build Your Platform and DIY Documentary. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. Leading up to my most recent vacation to Los Angeles, I was full of fear because this trip was going to be different than any other vacations my wife and I have had in the past. Now, it probably won't seem like much to you, but to me, I was going to have to rent a car, I was going to have to drive in LA traffic, and potentially get lost in a giant city. Leading up to the trip, I would lay in bed, I would lose sleep, because deep down inside, I was panicking. But here is my important lesson on the other side of vacation. None of my fears that I was experiencing before vacation resembled reality one bit. In fact, reality was nothing like I was anticipating, which is awesome. As long as I kept telling myself that I was on an adventure, I kept having a positive attitude about how things were unfolding. My biggest fear on this trip was centered around having to drive to Hollywood on a Monday morning. The route that I was taking was from Fullerton to Hollywood, and it was normally an hour during non-peak times, and I really had no idea how long it was going to take me on a Monday morning. And I was also unsure of where the parking garage was that I was traveling to. Was I going to get lost? Was I going to be late? So many fears, but as I got in the car, I put the address in Google Maps, and I started to drive. An hour and 45 minutes later, and some cut-off cars as well, I got to my destination. I had to do things that weren't typical for me. I had to fight to get into lanes. As a friend of mine said, if you see a spot, just go. That's what they do down there. And it worked. Apart from Portland traffic, where you just passively aggressively sit there and wait for people to let you in. Not in LA. The entrance to the parking garage that Google Maps sent me to was closed, which required me to either backtrack or go around the building and find another entrance. And it seemed like moment after moment where fear could set in, I just objectively told myself that there is a way, that I will find whatever needs to be found, and I'm going to do what needs to get done. Now, while this is a very real fear leading up to my vacation, I'm also a very, fearful person when it comes to business and creativity. I've often led a lot of creative decisions with fear, and I have often had two types of fear, which is something that I've been learning a lot about in Todd Henry's book, The Accidental Creative. And in this book, he talks about fear as the invisible ceiling to our career. And in this section, he describes two types of fear, the fear of failure and the fear of success. When it comes to fear of failure, Henry quoted a creative executive by the name of Ricardo Crespo with a couple of quotes that really stood out to me. And this first one was, "Know your comfort zone and work hard to stay out of it." That a desire for comfort is the single biggest factor that causes many creatives to shrink back from opportunity and the biggest block to creative growth. I can relate to that so much because if I fail, I'm going to lose my comfort. And so fear of failure for me is a very strong drive to make sure that I stay comfortable, that I stay trapped in the status quo. But as Henry goes on to describe the other type of fear, the fear of success, I started to hear something that was very familiar to me. He writes, "This kind of fear plays on the paranoia that we can't continue to perform at a certain level of expectation or deal with the ongoing execution of an idea once it's launched." Whoa, that's starting to sound really familiar. Henry goes on and says, "Some creatives struggle with this fear of success for their entire careers. They perpetually shrink back from challenges because they are afraid that they will end up, quote, out of their league or with more work on their plate than they can handle." And here's where it hit me. If we don't stretch ourselves, we don't grow. And if we're not growing, we're dying. Fear is fascinating. Fear keeps us in a place that's safe. Fear keeps us from growing. And fear keeps us in places that won't see growth at all. I want to share 5 ways that you can fight fear as you engage in new experiences and work to get out of comfortable experiences. First, act as quickly as possible to eliminate fear from taking root. Fortunately, the time to plan to go on this vacation wasn't as long as normal vacation planning times. We really just threw it together and went very quickly. And that helped for fear not to take as strong of a root as it did, as I described earlier. Because as soon as I act, I can either succeed or fail so that I can learn. And so action is so important when it comes to rooting out fear because we can see reality. We can see what happens. Second, place your trust in systems outside of yourself. For me, Google Maps was remarkably spot on for getting me to all of the different places I was traveling to. I could trust the system. I could trust the signage on the side of the road on the way to Disneyland that was telling me which parking garage to go to. When I'm afraid that I won't know what to say, when I'm afraid of the work or afraid that projects aren't coming in, I can trust that I'll find the words, even if I stutter or become silent. I'll trust that I can meet new people and get some jobs that I didn't know existed before. Third, positive self-talk can help me to prevent fear from taking hold. For example, being afraid to drive in LA can be countered with the positive self-talk that I actually love driving and that the traffic from Vancouver to Portland is not that great anyway, that I can drive without any problems in Seattle. And while these places aren't anywhere close to LA traffic, they are still great training grounds. And positive self-talk helps me to reinforce the confidence that I have in my abilities and in myself. And when I am confident, I can act in spite of my fear. When I'm confident, I can act. Fourth, remember that reality will always be different than what fear tells me it will be. The fear of the unknown can be crippling. The fear of failure can keep us safe. And the fear of success can really keep us trapped in thinking that we'll never be able to handle more. But once all of these things are known, we can learn so much about ourselves and what we're capable of and be empowered by the outcome. Fifth and finally, ask yourself this important question. If I give in to my fear, will I regret it? I think it's safe to say that the answer most of the time to this question is yes, I'm going to regret it. I would much rather live with no regrets, which means that I have to overcome my fear more times than I don't. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means so much to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends and other creative professionals and entrepreneurs? Subscribe on iTunes and Android devices by clicking the subscription links found at gwtw.co. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work? Or maybe you need some advice? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. Or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Fear is an interesting topic to study, and I love how Noah Elias describes it. The amount of fear is proportional to the size of risk. John Maxwell builds on this thought. There is no growth in your comfort zone and no comfort in your growth zone. May you keep moving forward in the face of fear as you do the things that matter to you. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.